point when you cannot walk away, when you have to stand up straight and tall and mean words you say. There is a point you must decide, just to do it cause it's right. That's when you become a point of light. All it takes is a point of light, a ray of hope in the darkest night. If you see what's wrong and you try to make it right, you
Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world. Because there are so many toxic chemicals out there in everything, practically, that we use. All kinds of consumer products, the air we breathe, just walking down the street, driving a car, lying in bed. There's toxic chemicals all over the place, but they're not everywhere. And what this show is about is identifying what's toxic and what's not, and where you can find safe alternatives, and where you can, what are less toxic practices, things that we can do differently. And I'm interviewing the people who are actually toxic in the world and who are promoting less toxic ideas. And so if you continue to listen to this show day after day, or go to toxicfreetalkradio.com and listen to the archives, you'll see how many people there are out in the world and all the wonderful things that they're doing and things that you can do too to have your life be more toxic free, to remove toxic chemicals from your life, from your home, from your body, from your workplace. It can be done. I've been doing it for over 30 years, living without toxic chemicals, and you can too. Today is October 24th, 2013. I'm here in Clearwater, Florida. It's actually overcast today, and it's cold. It's 70 degrees, which is cold for here because we have just spent months having the temperature day and night be between 80 and 90. And I'm actually sitting here with a on, because our bodies become accustomed to the heat. So when it gets down to 70, it starts feeling cold. So autumn is upon us here in the southern end of the United States. So I'm very glad. I'm tired of air conditioning. I get to open my windows now, and we even had a little rain yesterday. Very good. So today we're going to talk about nail polish. And my guest is Jenny Cardenas. I'm hoping I'm saying that right. She's the CEO and founder of Lila Natural Cosmetics. And I met her at the Natural Products Expo in Baltimore a few weeks ago. And we started talking about her line of nail polishes, non-toxic nail polish, which she has a line for kids and a line for adults. And so we debated whether or not this, how non-toxic her nail polish was. And it was so interesting, and we covered such a good variety of things that I wanted her to be on the show so that you could hear what she has to say about her product. Now, I would just say, first let me tell you that I don't feel that it's non-toxic enough for me, and I'll tell you why later. And I personally don't wear nail polish, but this falls into the category for me of, if you're old enough, you may remember there used to be a commercial on TV for a certain brand of cigarette, which brand escapes me at the moment. But the line went, if you choose to smoke, please smoke this brand. And it had a better filter system or something. There was something really well about the cigarette. And this is, so what I want to say is that my number one recommendation would be no nail polish. And I haven't worn nail polish for years. My great aunt told me not to wear nail polish, and I followed her advice. She said that your nails need to breathe, and nail polish stops that breathing process. However, I know that some of you want to wear nail polish. And so as a consumer advocate, what I'm doing is bringing you what I consider to be the best possible nail polish that you could use if you choose to use it. But I still want to say the best thing to do, what I do is I just get a little buffer from the drugstore and I buff my nails and they get all shiny and they look beautiful. So, but I grant that there are people in the world who want to use nail polish, and if you do, Ginny is the one. Talk about, too, why it might be okay to do that. So, Ginny, hi. Thanks for being with me after that long introduction.
Thank you, Deborah. Excuse me. Yeah, I'm here in the southern half, too. We're in Phoenix, Arizona, and so, yes, we're starting to get that cool down as well, which is beautiful. The windows are open, loving every minute of it. Yes,
me too.
I feel with you.
Yeah. So, Ginny, tell us how you got started with why did you decide to make less toxic nail polish?
Well, okay, so I come from a family that was naturally leaning already. So my dad, back in the, 70s when I was born, we lived in this small town, Kingman, Arizona, this tiny little town, and I don't know how he did this, but he knew so much about all the different toxic chemicals that were out there, as well as the type of food that we were feeding ourselves. So he kind of instilled that in me. So I was kind of raised already leaning that direction, already questioning what was in the products I was using. So when I had my children, I just got a little bit more probably hardcore, as most pregnant women do, because it's not about you anymore. It's about your children, and you're bringing these that this being is in your body, and you're trying to nourish it the best that you possibly can. And so I never did my nails, and quite honestly, I wasn't a huge nail polish person either before that. Every once in a while, I'd go get my toes done for the summer months, but not really, not much. And as we were growing up, we didn't have nail polish salons on every corner like there is now. So
that's right.
It just wasn't done. And I actually never bought it because I would get headaches from the polishes. So I just never had it around. And it wasn't until the last 10 years that, they're starting to pop up everywhere and everybody's doing their nails, and it's cheap enough for us to go. For me, it was just kind of getting pampered, But again, it was rare that I did it, and it was only during the summer months. Well, my girls were growing up. I have a boy who's 15, and then three girls, 12, 10, and 5. And I had just had my 5-year-old, and so the other ones were like 6 and 8. And they were, starting to go to those what they call girly girl parties, where they were starting to, where they take the kids into a party and then they updos in their hair and they apply makeup and then they also do their nails and then they put them in this outfit and then they strut the runway, and these were these birthday parties. Not something that I would choose for my kid to go do, but they were birthday parties, and my philosophy is at home we do what we do. But these are treats, and that's kind of how I saw it. I wasn't happy with the whole makeup aspect of it. But okay, it's a treat. It's not something that they do every weekend or every day, So I went to one of these parties with them, and while they were getting all dolled up, I was walking, the internal part and just kind of looking at the products that they were using, and I was blown away. Now, this was the same exact time that all those recalls were happening in China, with all the toys. And so it kind of like everything converged at once. And so as I was looking at it, A, the products were already expired. B, they were all from China. And C, they were all chemicals. And So the kids would come home and they get those, you know, goodie bags full of, you know, dollar junk stuff.
Yeah.
And which is not something that I go out and buy anyway. So I prefer not them to have it. And so I'm like, girls, you know, I know you want to play. I totally understand. Would you use my products? And that had worked for a while. But then all of a sudden, out of the mouth of babes, as it always happens, right? But mommy, it's not sparkly pink. It's not sparkly purple. That's what they were being drawn to.
Yeah.
And so that forced me to get online and try and find somebody who was doing this, and nobody was.
Well, we'll hear more about what you did after we come back from the break.
Great.
I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio, and my guest today is Jenny Cardenas. She's the CEO and founder of Lila Natural Cosmetics, and she has two lines of non-toxic nail polish. You can see them at scotchnaturals.com and hopscotchkids.com. And we'll hear more about her story and her products when we come back. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, author of the book Toxic Free. Did you eat 33 servings of organic fruits and vegetables today? I did. Well, not really, but I got the nutrition from eating 33 servings of organic fruits and vegetables by taking my daily dose of Essentials, a supplement made by Touchstone Essentials. Their supplements are made from whole organic fruits, grown and packaged right at their own farms. Only the water and fiber is removed, leaving all the goodness of nature's fruits and vegetables for you. Most supplements, even so-called natural vitamins, contain unnatural nutrients made from non-food items, including the same petroleum used to make toxic chemicals. What are your supplements made from? Get the goodness of real food. Go to ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com and look for the broccoli.
Liberty Coin and Precious Metals is one of the fastest growing gold sellers in the country. And as one of their customers, I know why. They simplify the process of buying coins and precious metals. No hidden fees, no hard sell, no mystery. Just great prices. In fact, some of the best in the nation. And they post their buy and sell prices on the web and in their stores. I value that transparency. And Liberty's experts took the time to get to know me and my investment needs. And they're serious about privacy. There are so many reasons I'm now a Liberty Coin and Precious Metals customer. But the most important is, I trust Liberty. Call Liberty Coin and Precious Metals, 877-511-COIN. That's 877-511-COIN. Or on the web at libertycpm.com.
Liberty. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, author of the book Toxic Free. Did you eat 33 servings of organic fruits and vegetables today? I did. Well, not really, but I got the nutrition from eating 33 servings of organic fruits and vegetables by taking my daily dose of Essentials, a supplement made by Touchstone Essentials. Their supplements are made from whole organic fruits, grown and packaged right at their own farms. Only the water and fiber is removed, leaving all the goodness of nature's fruits and vegetables for you. Most supplements, even so-called natural vitamins, contain unnatural nutrients made from non-food items, including the same petroleum used to make toxic chemicals. What are your supplements made from? Get the goodness of real food. Go to ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com and look for the broccoli.
We'll try this again. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and we had a little technical glitch there, but we're here now. Hi, Ginny. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Good. Okay, so then what happened after your daughter asked for sparkling purple? That would be my choice.
Exactly. Well, one of them loves purple. The other one loves pink, so you can imagine what our house looks like. So I got online and said, you know what? Okay, I don't have that for you, but I will find it for you. So I got online to look for it, and nobody was doing, you know, play makeup for kids that was natural. And I was like, and I come from the marketing world, pre-kids. You know, I had been a stay-at-home mom this whole time. Mm-hmm. And I went to my husband and said, you know, honey, I think there's something here. And so I just, you know, continued, you know, I this started off as trying to find something that they would be drawn to because, you know, as, you know, all the marketing for kids is, all that sparkly pink and sparkly purple for the girls, right?
Right.
And but I didn't want the products that were out there. And so it started as me creating those products in that packaging, and that's where Hopscotch Kids comes across. But when I started to dig further, I found more information about nail polish. And I was always that kid that always stood up for wrong, you know?
Uh-huh.
And as I was, sometimes it gets you in trouble, right?
Yes.
But that's just always been my personality. And so, you know, but I've also found that sometimes when you stand up, you know, you get knocked down really hard, but most of the time what speaks more volumes is if you can't beat them, you join them. And mm-hmm. so when I saw that there was a technology out there that could revolutionize nail polish and all those women that are being exposed and children that are being exposed to all these nasty chemicals that are in solvent-based polishes, this was my, you know, all those things collided together, and I was like, it's nail polish. It's nail polish that I need to focus on first. Because honestly, it's easy. It's easy to do the natural makeups, but it's not.
Yes.
For nail polish.
Nail polish has been one of those things that people have been asking me for years.
Yeah,
and I keep saying, I can't find one.
Right.
So before you tell us about the technology of your product and we discuss your product, tell our listeners about some of the toxic chemicals that are in standard nail polish that you didn't want to use and you didn't want your daughter to use and you don't want others to use and what their health effects are.
Sure. So let me just tell you what makes up a solvent-based polish. So really what it is, it's a coating, okay? So it's a paint, just like, you know, what you buy off of Home Depot. It's just created for the nails because basically
it's actually made of many of the same ingredients.
It is. It really is. And so what you're finding is they're solvent-based, and so they use nitrocellulose, which is, you know, the stuff that's used in, you know, the nitro cotton. So it's completely highly flammable. It's, that's what, you know, blew up, you know, that's what they use to blow up, buildings, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they use that and then, but it's a really, really hard, hard film. And with nails, it needs to bend. So how they dissolve that nitrocellulose is using those ethyl acetates and butyl acetates. Now those by themselves are bad. I mean, you're breathing in these things and they have, they're irritants to your lungs. And so that smell that you're smelling when when it's drying, it is from the ethyl acetates and the butyl acetates that you're breathing right into your lungs. So that, and then to get that flexibility, okay, so now you've dissolved it, but you need this nitrocellulose, this film, to be, to have some bend, some flexibility. And so they use phthalates. So you probably heard dibutyl phthalate is the big one, right, that they're using. But, you know, they've been asked to replace that. Well, they have replaced it, but they've replaced it with just another bad, phthalate that's
right,
out there.
Right, that's what they do.
And right. And of course, nobody's talking about that yet, but hopefully soon. But what they've replaced it with is another phthalate, which is phthalic anhydride, trimelidic anhydride, glycols copolymer, which is a mouthful. But what it is it too is a really, really bad one. One is actually could possibly be worse. Well, it's probably not as worse as DBP, dibutyl phthalate, but it's got a different thing. And what it does is it has an adverse health effect that it's a direct irritant effect on the mucosal surfaces in all the exposed humans, as well as its ability to cause immunologic sensitization in a small proportion of humans, and you don't know if you're that one. And so you end up with asthma, rhinitis, late respiratory systematic syndrome, a lot of different immunologic syndromes. It's not a good product.
We'll find out more when we come back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and we're talking about nail polish. And we'll be right back.
I'm Deborah Lindad, author of the book Toxic Free. For many years, I thought if I eliminated exposures to toxic chemicals in my home, my body would naturally come back to health. I did recover to the point where I could be productive and happy, but still struggled with minor health problems. And then, my nutritionist gave me liquid zeolite. Oh my God! Within days, I felt so much better. Like a magnet, this natural mineral pulled toxic chemicals and heavy metals from my body that had been accumulating all my life. Since we live in a toxic world, I think everybody should take Touchstone Essentials Pure Body Liquid Zeolite. It's simple, effective, and affordable. Just go to ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com and look for the magnet.
You're listening to the Rents Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at rents.com.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Celeni has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Celeni's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz. Royal Raymond Rife was without question the most gifted medical scientific genius of our age. He discovered that most disease-related microbes die quickly when exposed to their own specialized resonant radio frequencies. The BCX-411 Rife Type Frequency Instrument has received the highest praise on several continents for its precision, simplicity of operation, and successful research experiment. The BCX, with its comprehensive manual, allows you to select the frequencies you wish to experiment with for the length of time you want to run them. the BCX handheld plasma ray tubes and RF radio carrier wave, like Rife used, are the absolute state-of-the-art in Rife frequency research. For full information and pictures, take the New Earth link at the top of Rents.com. Settle for nothing but the best in Rife research with the BCX 411. Again, just take the New Earth link at the top left corner of Rents.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and we're talking about nail polish today with Ginny Cardenas. She's the CEO and founder of Lila Natural Cosmetics, and she makes two brands of non-toxic nail polish called Scotch Naturals and Hopscotch Kids. And those are at scotchnaturals.com and hopscotchkids.com. So, Ginny, before the break, you were telling us about toxic ingredients in standard nail polish. And do you want to continue on with that?
Sure. So, that ingredient that they've replaced, it also has, you know, some glycol ethers that are in it. And that's, you know, they've been shown to reduce sperm count and increase the rate of miscarriage in both animals and in humans at very low concentrations. And that's the whole thing about that whole entire thing, that trimethylitic blah, 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 and hand-dried. So crazy trying to remember, you know, trimethylitic and hydride. It's the smallest doses that end up being the most dangerous. And it's scary. It's scary to think that there's these women who work in these environments. I mean, if you're doing your nails at home, open the doors, you know, at least get some airflow going in there. I can never do it, but, you know, if that's what you're going to do. But think of those women that over the last 10 years, we've now had this whole crop of, you know, nail salons on every single corner. These women are, most of the people that are working there have just arrived, you know, from Vietnam or Korea. They don't speak our language. But they need to get jobs. And so those are the jobs that they're placed into.
Yes.
They, in the nail salons, if the product says for professional use, there is no information on that bottle of what is in that bottle. And
yes.
So these women don't even know what they're being exposed to.
And well, also the customers don't know what they're being exposed to either. And I know when I go to the mall, and I do go to the mall, is a great place in Florida. The mall is a great place to go walking where it's air conditioned.
Right.
But
we have that here too.
When I walk at the mall, I pass by the nail salon and you can smell it like 30 feet away. And everybody who's walking around, I mean, I really think that there ought to be a sign up there that says toxic zone, because walking anywhere near this nail salon are getting exposed to all of these very, very toxic solvents.
Oh, completely. And then, of course, you know, all those ingredients that are being released in, you know, those phthalates that are being released into the air and the ethyl esters and all of it is just, it's sad. It's sad that these women are exposed most of the time 6 days a week, over 12 hours a day.
Yes.
And they're now, and so what you're finding in San Francisco, they were the first ones to really, you know, in the Asian community there's an uprising to make it a safer place, because they're suggested to put in, you know, these air filtration systems into these, you know, to help get some of that stuff out. But as you know, when you walk past some of these, you know that they're not using those. So it's not even mandatory to have them in there. And so they were finding that a lot of these women were having miscarriages, severe migraines after working. They were the children that were being, you know, the males that were being born had smaller testicles, which meant, you know, that they also had a smaller sperm count in them.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're the ones that are, you know, we haven't seen it like this because there wasn't this 10 years ago. But now that they're popping up everywhere, we're starting to see how bad this product really is. And
yes,
this is California is going to be the leader in this industry, because what happened is, okay, so visualize the L.A. skyline.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you see? Smog, right?
Smog, yeah.
Smog is from volatile organic compounds. They call them VOCs.
Right.
Those are solvents. And so the EPA there was looking at this going, we can't remove this. Once it's up in the air, you can't remove it. There's no way to clean that up. So we either remove what's causing this issue, because it's not getting better, it's only going to get worse. And so they went, and the biggest industry that was out there that was causing this issue was the coatings industry. It was the people that were painting the houses. It was the people
right.
that were the collision repair centers that were, you know, spray painting the cars. Those were the biggest ones. And so they went after the coatings industry. And the coatings industry kept saying, no, it's not possible. It's not possible. We can't do it. We can't do it. And it was PPG, Pittsburgh Paints, that came up with a water-based technology that removed VOCs. And they went and they said, look, we've done it. And so the California government was, well, you want to do business in California, you make the move to water-based. It is possible. Somebody has done it.
Yeah.
And then so now you walk into Home Depot, what are you buying? You're buying water-based
zero
paint.
VOC paint.
Right.
Yes.
Now, who's
that? I remember when all of
in
this
the coatings
happening,
industry is nail polish. So why
yes.
aren't they doing it?
Well, because nail polish, even though you and I can look at this and say it's a coating and it's made from exactly the same chemicals
right.
as the paint that goes on your walls, coatings industry is considered part of the beauty industry.
Right.
And
right.
and so it has different regulations and things, and so they don't even think of it. But they
so
absolutely
different regulations,
should
how about
go
no
to,
regulations?
It should be required that it's
yes.
zero VOC nail polish. And that's something you've accomplished.
Yes. And that is, you know, and that's the first step. You know, I know that, you know, you had and I totally understand you and agree, not non-toxic enough. I agree. I want to make this as safe as we possibly can get it. But as you know, the raw materials that we can work with have not been created yet. There isn't
yes.
the suppliers out there creating those. And so I'm doing the best with what we have. And
I want to really acknowledge that. Have you on, Jenny, is because from our conversation in Baltimore, I could see that that was what you were doing. That if there was a better ingredient, you would have used it. And so
oh,
this
yeah.
is where we get into, I just want to interrupt for a minute and insert this about making choices about products. So the first thing is that most people who want to be non-toxic want to be 100% non-toxic. And that's my goal, zero toxics. But in
yeah.
our world today, that doesn't exist because, as a lot of you know, as you probably know, Jenny, everybody, I mean, there's been toxics in every living thing in the world since 1944. They knew in 1944 that there was toxic chemicals in the Arctic Circle, in polar bears and things like that. They knew that in 1944, but didn't tell anybody. My entire lifetime and longer. So in order to get zero toxic chemicals, what we would have to do is stop all toxic chemicals and remove all the toxic chemicals from everybody's body. And I think that actually is possible to be done. But in the meanwhile, getting from here to there, what the process is to reduce the amount of toxic chemicals you can as things become available. Like when I started 30 years ago, there was hardly any organic food, but now I can eat a lot more organic food than I did then. And so I also know that there's companies, multinational corporations right now are looking at how they can move their toxic products to be a step less toxic. And so I really want, as much as I don't think that your product is non-toxic enough for me, I do appreciate how far you've taken it.
Thank you, Deborah. I completely understand, and am loving the fact that as a small company, we have the opportunity to be nimble enough to find the forward-thinking people, the chemists out there who are going to want to work with us, And that's what the thing with what you're finding in all these larger corporations is they don't innovate. They purchase. They buy. They just, they gobble up the ones that are coming along. And where is the growth right now? The growth is in the natural space.
Right.
And so that's why you're seeing Clorox buying Burt's Bees.
Yes.
You know, they know. And that's also one of the biggest movers right now, and which is great. I love going to my grocery store now. I don't have to always go to Whole Foods, although I love Whole Foods, or Sprouts or any of those to get, you know, what I need. I can actually go to my neighborhood Safeway, and they have a great selection of all those organic foods, but they're, now I'm starting to see in the personal care aisle, I'm starting to see the natural products that I'm reaching for, you know, that...
Yes, me too.
Yeah, and so you're going to, we are on that. It's so exciting. It's so exciting to be where we're at because.
I think this is the most exciting time. I mean, I've been doing this for 30 years and this is the most exciting time for me because when I started 30 years ago, I was just grasping for any one or two products I could find. And now there's so many non-toxic products and so many people are talking about them and there's so many businesses like yours.
Yeah.
At least move it to be as non-toxic as we possibly can. And then with our new understanding, people, you know, the chemical manufacturers are making what are called greener chemicals.
Yes.
And there's new technology and there seems to be a lot of agreement except among certain people, that we should all be moving in this direction because it affects our health, it affects the environment, and that we each need to make the choice as consumers, but we're getting so much better choices than we've ever had.
Yeah, we are. And you know who's behind some of this, too, is California. I love that California, because you know what? They own 10% of everything that gets sold in America. And so if they make it happen, everybody has to follow suit because that's where, you know, 10% of the consumers are. And so, you know, they're the ones that force that coatings industry to change. You know, they're going to be the ones that are going to force this to change. But they're also, you know, their Prop 65 is looking at a lot of different chemicals and making them remove them from the shelves completely.
That's
and
exactly
it's
right.
Fabulous. Love it.
I'm from California, you know.
Oh, so, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was born and raised in California, and I've only lived in Florida for 12 years. But I was there when they stopped allowing the VOCs in the paints. And there are still some states in America that still allow those old paints that were banned in California. How many years ago now? 20 years ago? Something like that. And
so crazy.
Yeah, so I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area, very radical place.
And, you know, that's where my family's from. You know, San Jose, Los Gatos, Berkeley. My mom was Berkeley in the 60s.
Yep. I was in Berkeley in the 60s.
Well, then you might have known my mother.
Well, I wasn't very old, but I lived nearby. Anyway, so tell us now about your product and about your new technology and what it doesn't have in it and how safe it is.
Yeah, okay. So basically what we've done is we don't even look at that technology. I've gone and looked at what the automotive industry has done. Now, the problem with just going to there is you know that there's still some toxic chemicals that are in water-based.
Right.
That's why you want to use a water-based natural paint when you're painting your house, you know, because they're replacing some of those chemicals, which is basically what we've done. Our technology is 60 to 70% water, compared to 60 to 70% solvents. And then our film former, you know, instead of nitrocellulose, we use an acrylic polymer. And it's actually acrylic copolymer because there's so many different polymers that are out there, or acrylic polymers that are out there. And you need that balance with, again, nail polish because you need that flexibility. So we have two or three different polymers that each have, one of them has a hardness to it, one of them is a little bit softer, one of them is this way, just so we can get some of that flexibility, but we also still need that plasticizer, and that's what those phthalates are. Those are plasticizers to give the flexibility. Our plasticizer is a soy resin, so we use soy oil instead of phthalates, and that's what helps give that flexibility. And so our polishes dry super fast to the touch, but they still need that same cure time that regular nail polishes do. But what they're doing is how it's drying is the water is just evaporating off of your nails. So you had said something about, you know, letting your nails breathe.
Mm-hmm.
With water-based technology, your nails do breathe. So
that is very good to hear because my great aunt had a drugstore. And what she told me when I was a teenager and I was putting nail polish on my nails all the time is that she warned me. She said that she saw every day women coming into the drugstore asking for something that they could put on their nails because they were cracked.
Yeah.
And she would tell them, and they were bleeding. And she would tell them to just stop wearing nail polish and they would heal. And that's from toxic chemicals.
Yeah.
It's putting on a coating so that they can't breathe. And so it's completely destroying the nature of the nail.
Yeah.
So it sounds that yours are safer in that regard.
Yes. And really what they're also doing too is the solvents that are in there are drying out their nails. So when you go and get your nails done, their whole thing is to dry out your nail bed. So they're actually removing all of your essential oils that are in your nails just so their polish can stay on your nails. And then when they take them off, they're using an acetone or an acetate, which is just as bad as acetone. It always kind of cracks me up when it says non-acetone. It's drying, again, even worse, drying out more, you know, of those. And so it's this cycle of your poor nails are never being hydrated. They're being sealed off, so they're not breathing either. And that's where you start seeing all those infections happening because your nails are wanting to breathe as well, you know? So, our polishes actually love a healthy nail. Our polishes actually work better on a healthy nail. So we're all about, you know, driving oils into your nails and making sure that you're hydrating your nails and making sure that, you know, even our polish remover is a soy oil. And so not only are you removing the oil, you know, removing the nail polish off of your nail, but we're also hydrating it at the same time. So ours is completely different. And you'll find, you know, I grew up with nails that peeled and I just thought that was normal until I started working with my technology. And then all of a sudden one day I look down and I'm like, huh, my nails don't peel. Well, our polishes, in essence, are I can't say they're healing the nails, but they're not damaging the nails.
And yeah, so I can see that. I mean, there's so many fewer. I mean, I'm looking at your website now, and it says that they're solvent-free, phthalate-free, paraben-free, cruelty-free, fragrance-free, toxin-free, and biodegradable. Let me ask you a quick question.
Sure.
You had said earlier about that there's all these different kinds of acrylic polymers.
Mm-hmm.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit? Because I look at, it says acrylic polymer on the label. I'm looking at your ingredients list, and it says acrylic mm-hmm. polymer. And then I go to, like I went to earlier this week, we had toxicologist Dr. Stephen Gilbert on the show, and he has a book, acrylic, and he has health effects of acrylic, and it's basically a plastic. So, but it's, when you said that there are different types of acrylic, maybe we should be considering the health effects of different types of acrylic.
Well, yeah, well, what I meant by that, is they all do something different, you know, so
yeah.
Some of them are harder, some of them are softer, some of them, you know, they give different attributes that you're looking for.
Right.
So I can't just take any acrylic polymer and throw it into my, they don't all work. And so that's kind of, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, the chemists or, you know, those that are working in that don't tell you exactly, which acrylic polymer, because that's the secret to our sauce. You know, that's why it's making it work, is because of the mm-hmm. specific acrylic polymers that we're using. Now, what I love about, what's coming up, which is exciting, it's just not in my industry yet, in the personal care industry, but in the industrial industry, which is where all of our products really come from first, right? And then we just use them, and then we make sure that they're safe for cosmetic use. You know, we go through the process of showing that they are safe for cosmetics. So
mm-hmm.
all products are industrial grade, whether the, you know, that's where they start. So in the industrial space, for the natural water-based coatings that are out there for paint for the houses, people are actually, they're starting to find plant-based coatings that we can use, you know, film formers and films.
I would love that. I would totally love that.
Too.
If we had flats, plant-based nail polish, it would be
I'm trying.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, Deborah,
I can see that,
I think that's happening. Yeah.
So, but I know that there are plant-based plastics now.
Yes.
That for other uses, like, you know, trash bags and things like that. And so,
right.
I think that probably a bio-based polymer that you could use for nail polish is very on the horizon.
And we are trying to locate it. So if there's anybody out there that's actually working in that space and wants to send us some stuff, we'd be so thankful. Is it going to work within our system too? You know, you have to make sure that it, you know, because people will only change, especially in the Americas, not so, you know, in North America, not so much, Canada and in Europe, we have such a strong presence over there because there's so much forward thinking. They're when they think about nail polish or personal care products, they're about safety first.
Yes.
Our, you know, the West here thinks about, you know, the nail art design and how long it stays on. I mean, that's why we have gels now that stay on your nails for two weeks, yet you're sticking your hands in something that's going to cause skin cancer on your fingers. I mean, I don't.
We need to change our minds.
That.
We really do. Jenny, I need to interrupt you because we have less than a minute, and I don't want to cut you off at the end, mid-sentence. Thank you so much for being with me. I'm sure that if anybody can make a plant-based nail polish, it's going to be you. And I'm very happy that I had you on the show today so that we could hear about all these other things. And I just really appreciate what you're doing, even though at this point I can't yet say that I can recommend your products.
I totally understand, Deborah. And thank you for everything that you do.
Thank
you. Such a pioneer.
Thank you. Thank you. And if anybody wants to wear nail polish, the best one that you can choose at this point in time is Ginny's. So go to scotchnaturals.com and hopscotchkids.com. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and have a great toxic free day.
In 2007, one man, Mike Dillard, made five predictions which forecasted the 2008 economic crisis and the pending Eurozone collapse. Three brand new, shocking, must-watch videos with predictions for the coming year. www.thethreevideos.com. Over the past year, Mike Dillard has helped thousands of ordinary people create and recover wealth by tapping into the black box investing strategies the big banks don't want you to know about. www.thethreevideos.com. As the European banking system implodes and governments collapse at breakneck speeds, the next 12 months will be the most anticipated and important months in modern human history. This will make 2008 look like a walk in the park. Everyone will be affected. Go to www.thethreevideos.com now. Learn how to prepare your family and prosper during the global financial collapse.
I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, author of the book Toxic Free. Did you know that you can call me and have a personal, private consultation on the phone? For a small fee, of course. I've been researching toxic chemicals and living toxic free for decades and can answer pretty much any question about toxic chemicals and safe alternatives. I can even travel anywhere in the world to inspect your home or workspace for toxic chemicals and help you create a safe environment. Call me. I really am a walking encyclopedia and can bring my 30 plus years experience to your questions. Just go to ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com and look for the telephone.
You're listening to the Rents Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at rents.com.